Welcome to the Imperfectly Impactful podcast. My name is Catherine, and I am a proud, high-achieving woman overcoming the relentless pursuit of perfection and weight of people-pleasing. Come with me as we discover how embracing your imperfections can lead to immense growth and enable you to make a difference in your life and the lives of others. From candid conversations to empowering stories, I will guide you to unleash your full potential and craft your unique path to impact. Join me every week as we celebrate imperfection, cultivate self-acceptance, and prove that even the most imperfect journeys can lead to the most impactful destinations. So let's get started. Well, hello again. It is part two of the video. Of this week, I decided to do both of my recordings here actually in Europe. I'm actually at the Nice airport for part two of this, I'm not going to call it series, but just kind of discussion. And if you listen to the last episode right before this, I talked a lot about just being intentional in your presence and what you're doing and really thinking about what are you missing. And today I want to talk a little bit more about the act of being intentional, but also being intentional in the sense of doing what you love and realizing you don't have to do what everyone else thinks. And the reason this came up is actually my mom shared with me a video, and it was a gentleman just speaking about his experience and what he does. And in the video, I shared it on my Instagram and my story. So basically, he is a magician, but he at one period in time was in an accounting office, and he was doing what his parents wanted him to do. And he was doing what everyone expected him to do right out of university. And he went and he was in there and he worked there for a period of time. And then all of a sudden, his boss walked up to him one day and told him, and you may have seen this video, so hopefully you have seen this one. Probably it's out there going around. But basically, his boss walked up to him and said, there are two things that are going to happen in the next 6 months. And he said, I'm going to fire you and or you're going to quit. And the reason he said this, and he was very confused why this was happening and why his boss was telling him this. And his boss said, because you're not getting to do what you love. And the boss goes into this whole explanation of, you know, he was a piano player and loved to play piano. And he showed him his hands, and the arthritis is so bad in his hands now that he cannot play piano, the one thing that he really, truly has loved to do his entire life. And he had to give it up in his 20s to be able to build his accounting firm. And he shares this with the student or his accountant and the firm because he wants him to do what he loves, and he wants him to be able to be a magician and do what he wants to do for as long as he can do it without interfering with that. And I share this because my mom shared it with me, like I said, but I share it with you all because I finally have the support and not quite the understanding from my parents, but they also know that I'm doing what's right for me and what's going to make me happy. So this episode today is going to be short and sweet because I really just want you to understand that when you're being intentional and you're being present, you also need to make sure that you are happy with what you are doing. And whether that's just personal time when you're with your family and friends, or it's your full-time job, you should be happy. And I think we are in a different day and age. And whether you are in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond, there is this realization happening that we don't need to be working nonstop all the time, doing something we don't love to do or we don't even like to do, because that's not how we have to be. Yes, there are hard times. Yes, we need safety and security in our lives, but also we should be happy and we need to be healthy. And how can you start incorporating those things into your daily routine, into your job? And if you're not if you're not happy with what you're doing, how can you slowly work towards becoming more happy in your job? Whether that's starting to save money so you can leave your 9-to-5 and go into something else. But maybe you're happy in your 9-to-5 and it's just maybe some of your coworkers or somebody else around you. You need to figure out what's right for you. For me, 9 to 5 is not the way to go. Working for a large corporation was just not the right place for me. I am an entrepreneur at heart. I want to do what I want to do, create and build and impact the world in the ways I want to. But that's not for everybody. So maybe that 9 to 5 job is right for you, but what in that 9 to 5 job is not making you happy? Or what at home in your life and your health is not making you happy? And how can you start working towards that happiness? What can you give up? What can you save? What can you do to put you in that right direction? But it all comes back to you. What makes me happy, what I talk about on this podcast on a daily, weekly basis, might not be what's right for you. So you need to figure out and take what you want from what I share and leave what you don't want from what I share and take it with you to determine what is right for you. What is the right life where you're going to be happy, you're going to be healthy, you're going to enjoy, you're going to live it to the fullest. Think on that. And if you haven't seen that video, I'm going to try to share it again on my story. So if you're listening to this live, I'll have to look it up and see. But I just recommend you sitting back and thinking because what makes me happy is traveling and with my family, my husband, my pups, is being able to impact and transform entrepreneurs and other individuals, creating those events that are going to spread the wildfire of getting messages across everywhere. Events is my heart and my passion, but a much smaller, more intimate, more personalized. A way that really touches a very high touch opportunity. I love being outdoors. I love hiking, walking, moving. I can't sit for a long time, but whether I'm listening to music, a podcast, it's quiet and I'm just listening to what's around me, sitting by the water, sitting by the beach. That is what makes me happy. That's what gets me excited. That's what keeps me going. So what does that for you? And do it. I hope you have a boss. I hope you have a leader. I hope you have a mentor in your life that can do that for you because I do. I have, like I said, support from my parents. They might not agree with everything I'm doing, and that's okay. Your parents might not either. Your spouse might not either. Your family, your friends, somebody may not fully support what you're doing, but it's okay. You need to push through and show them what you are capable of. Show them what makes you happy because when you get to that point, they're going to see the difference and they're going to start to see it. I know my sister doesn't always agree and she pushes back on me on a lot of things. She did this week with some of my steps and decisions I've been making the past few weeks. But at the same time, I have to do what's right for me. She might not agree with it. Where I'm investing my money, where I'm investing my time and energy, she might not agree, but that's okay because it's not right in what makes her happy. She has other things and other ways of living her life that makes her happy. So again, mine not might be the exact way you're going to live your life, but it's a way of living for me that makes me happy. And you have to determine the way of living that makes you happy too. And I hope that as I share what I'm going through and what I'm experiencing and how I'm working through these different, I almost want to say blocks in the road, maybe, or little humps that I'm having to get over, that you're getting inspired to go after and get over those humps that are in your life as well. Because once you get to the other side, you're building your strength, your motivation. You start to inspire and motivate others as well and be able to share your story. So I'm here to share my story in hopes that it inspires you to start going down the path towards your goals, towards your dreams, towards your ultimate happiness. So I hope that made sense. I hope that touches a few of you who might have needed to hear that because you've got to live a happy life. It's not going to be the same for everybody, and every day is not going to be happy. But work towards what does make you happy, what does get you excited, and what does share passion with your goals and dreams. Quick reminder, before I let you all go, I do have my master class. If you're listening to this live on April 25th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, so 10 a.m. Pacific, I would love to see you there if you're an event host. If you are thinking of planning an event, hosting an event, I would love, 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 love to see you there. Again, April 25th, 2024, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. This one's going to be really focused on event foundations, so building the foundation of your event. So if you're a first timer hosting an event, you've never hosted one before, I would love for you to have you there. But if you've also hosted 20, 30 events, please come, because I'm trying to teach and build the foundation so it's easier for you to recreate and host events over and over again off the same kind of baseline. So I hope you have an amazing day. I hope to see you at the master class, and I will talk to you all again soon.
Thank you for joining me today as we continue our journey of self-discovery and empowerment. If you have found value in our conversations and stories, we would love to hear from you. Please take a moment to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and/or share on your social media. Together, we can create a supportive community that embraces imperfection and is learning what makes us truly impactful. So, until our next episode, keep celebrating your imperfections and cultivating self-acceptance. I believe in you. Until next time.